With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wrapping up his visit to Israel, Vice President Vance condemning an Israeli parliament vote on annexing the West Bank.
Somebody told me that it was a political stunt, that it had no practical significance. It was purely symbolic. I mean, look, if it was a political stunt, it was a very stupid political stunt, and I personally take some insult to it.
Vance is on the same page as Secretary of State Rubio, who is now headed to Israel. The Trump administration turns up the heat on Vladimir Putin, slapping sanctions on Russia's two largest oil companies. Ukrainian President Zelensky says it's quite clear that Russia will not commit to serious ceasefire talks without some serious arm twisting.
Ceasefire is possible, of course, and I think all of us need ceasefire. But we need more pressure on Russia for ceasefire.
A warning to radio and TV station operators from FCC Chairman Brendan Carr.
We're giving a monopoly to one entity on these particular airwaves. And so what the federal government expects is that you look out for not just your own partisan or narrow interest, but you're looking out for the broader public interest of the community.
And if they don't, Carr tells the Salem Radio Network that holders of broadcast licenses could lose those licenses. Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among more than 30 people arrested. This in connection with a federal investigation into illegal sports betting. The federal government shutdown drags on after Senate Democrats once again torpedoed a Republican resolution to reopen the federal government and begin budget negotiations. It's day 23 of the government shutdown. And watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 45 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index trading 110 points higher. This is SRN News. No one wants to play a girls' volleyball team in California.
10 games have been forfeited to Harupa Valley High School so far this season because the squad includes a boy. Meanwhile, two members of the Harupa Valley team are also boycotting and have filed a lawsuit against the school for its practice of letting males compete in female sports. Many states are banning boys from girls' teams, and the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments this term in a challenge to bans in West Virginia and Idaho. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo has met with an organization of clergy abuse survivors and advocates for the first time. Participants in the meeting this week say he agreed to maintain a permanent dialogue with them. The Ending Clergy Abuse group is pushing for a zero-tolerance policy for abuse in the Catholic Church. Such policy would require the permanent removal of any priest who abuses a child. Co-founder of the group says that the Pope acknowledged resistance to a universal law but expressed a willingness to work with them. This is SRN News. Strange bedfellows, indeed.
Prince Harry and Meghan have joined a diverse group, including Steve Bannon and Glenn Beck, to call for a ban on AI superintelligence that threatens humanity. Released Wednesday, their joint letter targets tech giants like Google, Meta, and OpenAI. It urges a prohibition on developing superintelligence until safety and public consensus are assured. The letter highlights concerns about AI's potential risks, including economic disruption and security threats. Keith Peters, Washington.
Tragedy befalls the family of an Illinois Republican gubernatorial candidate, Darren Bailey. It's word this morning of a helicopter crash in Montana. It claimed the life of Bailey's son, Zachary, along with a daughter-in-law and two grandchildren. The crash was announced by Bailey and his wife, Cindy, in a post on social media. More details at srnnews.com.